We welcome in Lisa Burke, the executive director of Visit North Platte, joining us now. And Lisa, I think Commissioner Brunt said it perfectly earlier in the hour. It's a historic day for our community.
It is a historic day for our community.
I have to be awfully excited, I would imagine, on behalf of the tourism community.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good time to be in our community, isn't it?
It for sure.
Not that there's ever been a bad time.
There is definitely a lot happening, a lot to be excited about. It's good to see all the growth that's happening in North Platte, finally.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's been a long time coming that needed to happen. And, you know, those of us who've been in leadership positions in this community for a long time have just struggled with, you know, that vision that something needs to happen and North Platte deserves for this to happen. And so it's wonderful that it's finally coming to fruition.
And it wouldn't happen without the people in the leadership positions like you are, but what will we do without a guy like Gary Pearson from the Chamber?
Oh, yes.
Mean, without Gary, these things would not be happening and without his staff.
Yep, very, very, very true. Gary has worked his tail off, and he's done wonderful things for this community.
I would say worked his hair out, but worked his tail off might work too.
Yep, both. Because I'm pretty sure he's lost some weight, so I think he's done both.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're blessed to have him. Always got to give Gary a tough time. You can't give him too much credit without giving him a little bit of grief.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's wonderful to work with. So
we're blessed to have him. There's no doubt about it. Now, Lisa, it's fall in the community. Obviously, we have a lot of great fall activities going on. Had Dusty, and I think it was late last week, talking about his Pumpkin Fest.
Awesome.
Speaking of local tourism, Dusty Barner.
Speaking of local tourism, that's wonderful.
But we have a variety of fall opportunities throughout our community.
We do. There's, you know, as if Dusty was in, actually, we're going to start chronological.
Okay.
Chronological. Coming up this weekend is the North Platte Canteen Festival.
Yes, this is cool. Yes. This is something relatively new, too, right?
Right, yeah. We launched the first festival, theater productions and musicals, last December.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to create an annual event, and December's, you know, not the appropriate time to do that for our community.
It's a busy time.
But it was important to do it the first time because it landed on the day that those local ladies went to the train station expecting to see Nebraska soldiers during the beginning of World War II. And they, you know, wanted to greet them and show them their support and patriotism and tell them how much they appreciated, you know, what they were doing for their country. And when those boys stepped off the train, they were not Nebraska boys. They were Kansas boys. And those ladies looked at each other and said, I am not taking my stuff home. I am giving, you know, all of these goodies to these Kansas boys because they deserve it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that just kickstarted Ray Wilson's vision to meet every troop train from then on out. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, they met over 7 million servicemen from the beginning of World War to the end of World War II. It is the only canteen that was stayed alive through that whole time and was supported without any government funding. It was all volunteerism and donations.
That historic canteen spirit is alive and well today. It lives on in events like this, but in everyday work throughout community members, it lives on, really.
Right, for sure. Yeah. So we wanted to bring that back to embrace that history, not lose that history. And so we've created that festival. It starts next Saturday.
This coming Saturday, right?
This coming Saturday on the 8th. I can't believe it's already October.
Sneaks up on us, doesn't it?
It does. But there's a fall market and art show that starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 4. And then there's a sentimental journey musical that tells a canteen story. And it is completely different than what the theater production and the musical that people saw last year. So we encourage everybody to come out and see that. There's a production at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 8th and 2 o'clock on Sunday the 9th. So we really encourage people to get out and see that. That is done very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to see the new, what they've come up with this year. So
one of those situations where words do not do it justice, even last year. I mean, it's going to be completely different, but just one of those situations you need to see for yourself.
Right. And the music at that time of the, you know, the century was just fabulous. That big band. Fun. So, and there is.
If only we could get back to it.
Yeah, exactly. And we are bringing a big band in that Saturday night from 7 to 10. We'll do a street dance there on the bricks downtown. So we will get to embrace that music, you know, in the production and then at the dance afterwards.
Oh, awesome. So that's coming up this weekend in downtown North Platte. Only fitting to have it held in the Canteen District.
For sure. So there's all kinds of pumpkin festivals. I guess there isn't all kinds, but there's two wonderful ones here in North Platte that we encourage people to get out and participate in. And the one is Dusty's Pumpkin Festival. He opened this weekend and goes through the end of October, October 30th. He's open every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 6 on those days. Admission is $12, and it's the kids that are 2 and under are free. The other one is Homestead Pumpkin Patch. They're open on weekends as well. They have been running for a couple weeks now, and they run through the end of October. They're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fridays are a time where they bring Powell's Brewery out, too, as well. So that's kind of more of an adult experience, but you can definitely bring the kids there, too. So that's always – those are great, fun things to do, pumpkin festival-wise. This year, it's kind of been interesting. We don't have a lot of hauntings type things for,
interesting.
Actually, there's only one.
Is it the softball ladies again?
No,
they're not
ladies,
doing one this year.
They are not doing anything this year.
Really?
Yes, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
The one that we have this year is brand new.
Oh, cool.
And we have been promised, even though it's at the North Platte Children's Museum, it will be terrifying.
Ooh.
So, they are calling it the Playdate of Terror because apparently the Children's Museum is actually haunted.
Really?
So they're going to try to capitalize on that, which I probably won't be going.
Yeah, I'll stay from the sidewalk.
Yep. So they're going to do 2 weekends of that, October 21st and 22nd and October 28th and 29th. And they're going to run from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. So
cool. This
is your only haunting experience in North Platte.
Well, I'm excited that we're using the Children's Museum space for this, too, because honestly, we're not using it from 8 to 11. So why not capitalize on that space opportunity?
I'm really encouraged to see how that turnout is and how they do. Because
are you going to see firsthand, though, Lisa?
No.
Oh,
no,
darn.
Because I'm a big chicken. A big chicken.
You'll participate from the courthouse across the street, right?
Yes, I'll watch and see how many people come in and run out.
Get your binoculars. Ask them to open up some of the windows so you can experience from afar, a safe distance.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, goodness.
So that's pretty much, what we've got going on. We at the office are extremely busy. We're getting ready to launch a new website.
Oh, cool.
So that will launch mid-November. So we're going through a lot of training right now. And then State Travel Conference is in the end of October.
Mm.
And then on the 19th is our annual board meeting where we hear the Improvement Fund grant requests.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be donating granting some funds out for bricks and mortar improvements throughout the county. So we're excited for that to happen as well.
The website, will the address still be the same once it's updated?
Most
definitely.
So
it'll still stick to Visit North Platte?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. So we'll notice some changes, but you can stick to that typical web address.
Yes. Yes. You will notice a lot of changes. Actually, the website is going to be very interactive for our partners. They can get on and make changes themselves if they want to, add pictures.
Interesting.
That'll
be awesome.
Add events. Now they can add events, but they can't necessarily add it to their listing within the website. So we're really excited about this. And it's a very dynamic website, and it's going to get us out there into the world even more than what we are.
That's awesome. Exciting news, that's for sure.
For sure.
Now, Lisa, encourage folks to go to the website right now if they want to see the full calendar of events, things going on in our community. It's the great one-stop shop to learn more.
There's a lot of trick-or-treat things going on, Halloween weekend, trunk-or-treats. Mm-hmm. The Golden Spike is doing their Halloween drive-through trick-or-treat opportunity. So there's lots of that going on, too. So there's definitely something to do every weekend, again, mm-hmm. in North Platte and Lincoln County.
And we had Sounds on the Patio wrap-up recently. How did that go this year?
We called it Local Beat on the Patio. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely fabulous.
Awesome.
Actually, it did better than I thought it would.
Oh, cool. Mother Nature was very cooperative for you this year, too.
She was, kind of.
You called in a couple of favors, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. Our first couple nights were pretty warm, but we had a good breeze. Kevin Kennedy III kicked us off, and we had probably 60 people there.
Wow,
which,
that's
great. I was really excited for that.
That's a full patio.
It was a full patio. Platinum Pearls was our second Thursday night, and we had probably 70 people there.
Wow.
Wild Roses was the third. And the weather was warm for us the first, second, and third week. And then when Barb Dvorak and Brenda Cohen came on September 22nd, we all had to bring out our parkas and our blankets. So we went from, that was the week that it was like 98 on Wednesday or Tuesday. And then it was like 40.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was kind of wet. A little bit.
It was a
wet.
Shift.
Yes.
It was a shift.
It was not very nice, but there were still 40 people there. I was really impressed. So, and then we wrapped it up with George Lobby and John Martin this last Thursday, and we had about 40 people again. So great event. And the purpose of that event is to, and next year we'll focus a little bit more on getting new people who want to expand their career in mm-hmm. music. Because we partner with Eagle Radio, mm-hmm. they give them a recording of their original music that they've created. Mm-hmm. So they can take that and promote themselves.
Use it as a demo, so to speak.
Right. So that's the purpose of it. Get those new people out so they have exposure and give them a tool to expand their horizons. And
an opportunity to play in front of an audience, too. And it gives the audience a chance to enjoy that local music.
Right. Yeah, it was all free, and every one of them was a different genre. We had old time country music, rock and roll. Wild Roses was pretty much heavy rock and roll, and Platinum Pearls was more of 80s era, mm-hmm. Rock. And then Kevin Kennedy, he's a hip hop.
He does everything. Almost.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. He is fun, and then George Lobby, they were just. There's a lot of commentary going along with George and John.
Oh, who would have thought between those two?
And, their originals were awesome. So, it was definitely, different genres. So next year we look forward to, getting some of those younger, and I guess it doesn't have to be young people, those people who are wanting to, step into being a local musical artist.
Yeah, and start out. Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, as always, appreciate the time. Hope you enjoy this historic day for our community.
Yep, we will. Thank you.